This is Dorothy Smith interviewing Mr. Claude Cullors, who has lived all his life in Rileyville. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, did you live toward the mountains, Mr. Cullors?
No, I lived not quite a half mile, right along the railroad.
Right along the railroad?
Yeah.
Oh, then you saw a lot of... I have heard from time to time various people from the mountains say that they would bring things down to the railroad. Did you see them doing that?
Oh, yes, I've seen hogs, bark, and lumber, and little things.
Uh-huh. Where would it go after they had brought it in to the railroad, the bark and the lumber?
Well, I don't know just where they shipped it to.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But they shipped it from Compton, Rileyville, Compton's, just about a mile.
Mm-hmm. Would they carry this down?
No. What would they haul it?
Horse and wagon?
Horse and wagon, or mules and wagon.
Uh-huh. Then they had mules.
Yeah, yes.
Were there many people living up there?
Well, there was a right smart scatter of people living in the mountains.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that with all this cutting of the wood that they did, and the peeling of the bark, that if in time there would have been no trees?
Well, no, I don't think so, because the trees come up, saplings come up all the time, and trees die all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's the way it just keeps sustained, unless they're cut out.
Yeah. Now, there's another thing that some of them have told me, and that is that they would peel the bark and then let the trees just lie there.
Yeah, lots of that was done, a good lot of it. And then in later years, they got the sawing lumber out of the bark trees that they peeled, so they got double.
Yeah, that.
For it, I asked you.
Sure, that.
But years ago, there wasn't many sawmills.
No.
And of course, the trees just brought it up.
Yeah.
Wait.
Did you know of any of those people up there working for the sawmills?
Well, I guess probably I did, but I don't remember.
You don't know whether they did or not?
No.
Uh-huh. Do you know roughly in this area how many sawmills there were?
Well, I'd have to kind of study a while. Well, Knight run a sawmill about all of his life. And then there was other people come in and sawed out tracts of lumber. Just different people from out in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Okay. Were there good orchards up there?
Yeah, fine orchards.
Uh-huh. Did any of the people work for the orchard growers?
Well, not too much, because they didn't take care of the trees like they do now.
Yeah.
I reckon it wasn't bothered like they are now. It wasn't near as much disease in fruit and vegetables as they are now.
Right. Okay, now, the people that lived up there in the mountains, did you ever visit any of them?
Yes. I kept cattle back in the mountain in the summertime. And there was a family of people lived where I generally turned my cattle loose. It was awful fine people.
What was their name?
That's one thing I'm careful about.
Okay.
I'll tell you after a while what the name was. Baldwin.
Baldwin.
Baldwin. B-L-D-W-I-N.
Oh, okay.
Baldwin.
They owned the land then?
They owned their home.
And you owned the land?
No, it was just turned out anybody wanted to pasture.
It was public land then?
Well, it wasn't public, but they didn't pay no attention to it. I don't know who owned it either.
Oh.
And there was just, well, there was lots of cattle. I didn't know when certain cattle was up there from down here and up.
Do you know roughly where this was?
Yes, if I could just think now, I could tell you.
Near Elk Wallow?
No, you mentioned over a couple of things. It's settled up now. Where I pasture cattle, that's in the park, and there's lots of buildings and stuff.
Dickey Ridge?
Well, now it might have been back on the mountain a little further than Dickey Ridge, but I ain't sure about that.
How, was it?
I know.
Was it near a Front Royal?
No, it was near Benville and Bush, Front Royal or Robville, I reckon either.
Matthew's Arm?
You went up Matthew's Arm to get to it if you come from Bentonville, and if you went from here, you either went up Compton Holler or around
Robville. Back up in here.
Oh, I better introduce you on this tape, and your name is?
Verlin Kaiser.
Verlin Kaiser. You're the niece of Mr. Cullen.
Yes.
Right. Otherwise, when they hear the tape, they're going to say, who was that? Okay, now, rough, you say a lot of people use this pasture land.
Oh, yes.
It was all good bluegrass?
Well, no, it wasn't all bluegrass, but where they'd been a stave factory back there and a right smart clearing, and that was good bluegrass, and bluegrass all along the roads, and awful good wheat pasture, too.
How could you keep your cattle separate from the other people?
We all had a different mark in the year.
Uh-huh.
My mark was a slit and under keel on the right.
Uh-huh. Was there any fence of any kind to keep?
No, only the people lived back there. They had a patch out. They had a fence to keep these cattle out.
Did you pay these people to take care of your cattle, or did
no,
you?
No, I went back about every 2 or 3 weeks to see if I could just take them salt.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How many would you have up there?
Oh, 25, 30. I was just a youngster then.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 40.
Okay. Hey, this is great. Now, you say you visited these people, some of the people.
Yes.
What sort of houses did they have?
Well, they had, these people had a comfortable house. It wasn't a big house, nor it wasn't a little shady. It was just a common.
Was it a frame house or a log?
Frame house.
Frame house?
Yeah.
Do you know if they had large families?
No. These people that I'm speaking of only had one child. A girl.
Wow. How about the other people that lived up there? Did they have big families?
I reckon they'd call them mostly medium at that time, 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them maybe 6 children.
Mm-hmm. Now these children, did they act like the children do today, sort of irresponsible and
Yes, I think maybe from Adam and Eve down they've done that.
In other words, they didn't have to work hard or do anything much?
Well, there wasn't much work for them to get for pay.
No, you mean around the farm. Did they work at all around the farm?
Oh, yes, some few worked around the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them stayed at home. They just, I reckon, helped in their patches.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived good.
Yeah.
They ate good.
They had good vegetable gardens.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Good. Do you know what they grew?
Well, they grew cabbage and potatoes, tomatoes, everything you grow in the garden.
Did they grow wheat?
No, no, there wasn't no farms.
He said they grew cabbage.
Yeah. Big, huh?
Cabbage quite fat.
Why?
It was the ideal ground, suited for cabbage.
Yes.
Well, I've seen some of the finest cabbage back there in a whole patch of it.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever sell those cabbages down here in Rileyville?
They sold them. I don't know whether they brought them down here to Rileyville or whether they taken them somewhere else to Rileyville. It was a country place.
They sold the berries, did they not, or did they sell berries or keep the berries?
Well, they didn't sell too many berries because it was too far to get them out.
Oh.
Carry them out.
Right.
And berries, you had to bring your carry them out. You couldn't haul them out on a wagon, they'd be in the jelly.
Yeah. Right. Yes. And there were so many berries there. I wonder what they did with those berries.
Well, they just didn't do nothing more than what they needed for their home use.
Right. They had chickens.
Yes.
Hogs.
Hogs. Hogs run out. They had plenty of meat. Hogs run out. And
didn't the hogs interfere with your cattle?
No, they didn't.
Oh, then the hogs were penned in?
No, they all run out, but you take you take hogs and cattle will run together where they got a territory, but you take and pen them up now, hogs might give it a ring to the cattle.
Yeah.
But where they run out, well, they didn't pay no attention to cattle, cattle didn't pay no attention to them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you know, you said that they ate well. Did ever anybody up there raise any cattle of their own so they could eat beef, or did they just rely on chickens and hogs?
Well, some few had cattle and killed beef.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them didn't have, like, a good part of them had a little cow.
Mm-hmm. Did they raise rye?
Right. Yeah, a little, but not much. Just, and then they had to freel it out by hand. You see, it was too far back in the mountain them days to get a threshing machine. The roads wouldn't allow.
Right. This rye, did they use that mainly for making moonshine?
Well, I couldn't tell you. The territory where I pastured my cattle was pretty decent people.
Well, they were all decent people.
Well, what I mean, they behaved themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Well, moonshine was a good money crop.
Oh, yes, that was a good money crop.
Right.
Now, there was one probably, I won't call his name because it's Bill McFace. Yeah, I haven't, though you've heard of him, that was a great moonshiner. He lived in, up in Compton, Holler, they called it. He lived right at the foot of the mountain up, you know, went up Compton Hall.
Sam Bailey?
No. He was a much bigger moonshiner than Sam Bailey.
Whoop! Bigger than Sam Bailey! I didn't think it was possible.
If you were talking about the same Sam Bailey I am, Bob Bailey's boy, he was just a little moonshine. From the side of that store. That store sold moonshine in Baltimore and everywhere all over the country.
Oh. Do you know how much he got for it?
No, I don't. I reckon maybe I know that in days. That's been a long time ago.
Yeah. Did they use apples to make apple brandy?
Yeah, but the moonshiners, they mostly used rye, grain. Breaking it off.
Yeah.
Maybe barley, I don't know.
Yeah.
But they didn't use many apples.
Yeah.
It was too much book to bother with.
Yeah. Speaking of apples, they had apple butter boilings. And you ever go to any of those?
No, never did. It was too far back in the mouth.
They were fun times.
They had a great time with those.
Yeah, oh yeah. Say the deal.
Did any of them talk to you about them?
Not particularly, I know of. It was every day or a week or a month thing, and they just didn't say nothing about it, so they just didn't talk much about it.
When, do you know if any of them played any musical instruments like fiddles or guitars?
Most of them played something like that, banjo or fiddle.
Yeah. They made good music.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Did they do have any dances, like square dances in homes that you know of?
No, not that I know of. I can't say because I lived out here and they lived 10-12 miles back to my own place.
I've heard some of them say that they would come into the store in Rileyville.
Yeah.
Now, when they came into that store, they said they would bring chickens and eggs and cakes. When these people came, did they look any different from anyone else?
Well, some of them did and some of them didn't. Mm. Some of them looked a little shabby and some of them, but most of them they looked somewhat on average.
Mm-hmm. Their clothes were what? Mainly overalls or?
Yes, main thing was overalls.
Did they look homemade, the clothes?
Well, of course, I was a boy when most of that was going on. I just didn't pay too much attention to it. I think it was mostly store bought, I think so.
Did you know of any sheep that were raised up there?
No, only this moonshiner, he kept sheep, and every patch that people had up there that they farmed in the summer, when they gathered that in the fall, the fence was open. And the fence, they could go in and clean up the patches.
Oh, uh-huh,
yeah.
Back to the way the people looked. Did the men wear long beards?
Some of them shaved clean, but most of them had a mustache if they didn't have any other beard. That is, if they got up a little age.
Yeah. Did you ever play with any of the boys that came down?
No, I don't think they did.
Oh. You never played marbles with them or anything?
No. I played marbles, but I don't think I ever played marbles with any of the people who live back in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was a boy, I went to Sunday school pretty regularly.
Yeah.
Of course, it'd be Sunday mostly when they come down on Saturday.
Yeah. Do you know if they had a school anywhere near them?
Not back years ago, did
they? They didn't.
It was, let's say, Mountain View School was nearest to these people back here. And that would be 3 or 4 miles up down the mountain.
Mm-hmm. School. Yeah. None of them came to your school?
No.
Did any of them come to your church?
Well, once in a great while, they'd have a revival, and some of them come out.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them bought a church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you say that they were a religious people or not?
Well, I recognize I have to say they was religious because it wasn't mean people, and I never heard of any of them bothering any kind of religious services or anything, so I have to say that it was a little bit on the religious side.
This man whose home was near where you kept your cattle, did he own his property?
I think so.
Roughly, how many acres did he have? Do you know?
No, I wouldn't know.
He had a vegetable garden, and he raised chickens and hogs.
Yes.
And you say he had a few cattle?
I don't know whether that fellow had any cows or not. He only had the one child, and I reckon maybe he worked out some of it.
Working around some when you're way up in the mountains is pretty hard, coming all the way down to the valley.
Yes, well, I guess they helped each other out in some instances.
And you know, he says there's a wonderful spring just right on top of that Blue Ridge Mountain.
Really?
Yeah, it's all good water back there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they take the cows from that, because there was plenty of water and pasture.
Mm-hmm. How long would it take to get the cattle up there?
Well, just depending on how aggravating they'd be. Sometimes after they'd you'd taken up it, I'd start telling them you didn't have much trouble with them. But if you had a new bunch, well, you could have right some trouble with them.
Well, as an average, would you take a day to get there?
Oh, no. About a half a day.
Half a day?
Yeah.
All those poor cattle climbing up that mountain, that's awful.
Well, sometimes I'd take a near cut. It wouldn't be as far up, I'd be closer to where the cattle was going to be when I started up the mountain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could go in from Raleighville here, I could go in from Compton, and take them up to the foot of, a ridge, had a certain name, and then from there up, if you went up across that valley, now he a farm, the little lab of that moonshine I was telling you about,
mm-hmm.
He had the right smart. Cleared land.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't take long to take them up there.
Mm-hmm.
If you got to put them on, you have them up there. That is, if the drove good and I know.
Mm-hmm. Did you use any horses or,
yes.
Dogs to help you?
No, I wouldn't use horses. I never owned a dog in my life.
You didn't?
Never did.
They all had dogs, didn't they, up there?
Yes, I think they all did.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever do any hunting up there?
No, I never did do much hunting. I wasn't a hunting kind. Well, I went farming pretty young, and that keeps you busy. You don't have time to do this, that, and the other.
Yeah. How about fishing?
Well, I never fished much until after I retired.
Mm-hmm. Jeremiah's Run is a good fishing place.
Yeah, but I never fished in Jeremiah's Run. I always fish in the river.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
The river's only about 200 or 300 yards from here.
Sure.
It's right down over that hill.
Right. Yeah. Well, now, when you went up there, you were how old with your cattle?
Oh, I reckon I was... anywhere from 20 to about 30, still apart.
Okay, so you would have noticed the various people. Did you see the children playing games or?
No, I didn't spend much time up there. I just take my cattle up and come right on back, and then when I go to see about them, I'd maybe have to ramble around in the woods for an hour or two, and I just left them to see all them cattle.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Make sure that they were all there.
Yeah.
Did you ever have any problem with anybody doing any rustling of your cattle?
I had one steer taken. And it was a knife, and that's the reason it was taken. It was an awful extra knife.
Do you know who did it?
Well, I think I do.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure I do. And at the time, I did.
Was it a mountain person?
Well, yes, it was. But it wasn't a natural mountain person. It was one that moved to the mountain.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Now, you've lived here all your life. And would you say that most of those people that are in the were in the mountains had been there all your life?
Yes, I'd say that.
Excepting for this one?
I think they'd been there most all their life.
Did you ever hear anything about how long the people had been there, how many generations?
No.
Wish we could find out. You went past many homes as you went up with your cattle?
Well, not too many. It wasn't 6 or 7. You take back 60 years ago, it wasn't settled up around here fast.
No.
There wasn't none of these houses around here.
Really. No.
I reckon, what, 30 years ago?
Around 30 years ago, when we began to build up.
Yeah, around here.
Around here,
yeah.
Right around this.
Yeah. 70. And so they were widely scattered up there in the mountains.
Yes, it was widely scattered.
Do you know if they ever did much visiting, if they went back and forth and visited each other?
Well, I don't know how much, but they did visit.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't know how much. You see, I wasn't back there any time much. I'd just go back and see about my cattle and see them all while I was ready to come home. And about 2 to 3 or 4 weeks, I'd go back and look about them again and take them salt.
Yeah. Did you walk up?
No, I mostly rode, but I've walked different times. But I'd take a year cut when the year's fall.
Yeah. They didn't object if you went over their property?
Oh, no. Back then, days, people wouldn't touch it.
Yeah. Did you ever run into any rattlesnakes?
Yes.
Yes. Were you ever bitten?
No. No, sir.
They were pretty bad.
The first one I saw back there, after I went pushing cattle back there, I saw that rattlesnake. I reckon it's far from here to the road, to the highway, before I got to him.
Mm.
And I decided that was the first rattlesnake I ever saw.
Yeah.
And you know, when I seen that snake, I decided he was a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
And he was laying right in the middle of the road. Well, I rode on up all the coast, close enough not to disturb him. And got off my horse and got me a stick or lost something. I killed him.
Mm-hmm.
But I killed him. Different circle, but you could see where other people had cattle in there pretty every time you went back there, where somebody killed a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Along the mountain roads, and the,
yeah,
where they used to haul out of bark.
Yeah. And, by the way, did people have bells on their cows?
Oh, yes, they had so many bells so they could tell where it was, they could hear the bell.
Must have been sounded pretty.
Yes. And you learned the sound of your bell, and if you heard a cattle over there half a mile, you know whether it was yours or not. But all of them didn't have bells on.
Mm.
That'd been too much of it.
Did you ever hear them shooting off firecrackers at Christmas?
No, I wasn't back there at Christmas.
No, you couldn't hear it from down here.
Oh, no.
Oh.
You see, I just was back there in pasture season,
yeah,
every few weeks.
Yeah. Do you know what they bought in the store when they came down?
Well, I think they bought some on the order of people out in the valley.
Mm-hmm. Did they, at Christmas time, do you know if they bought anything special?
Well, yes, I think they bought special. Of course, them days they didn't spend too much because they didn't have it, and us people out here in the valley didn't spend too much. We didn't have it.
Yeah. So. Do you recall the year of the terrible drought?
Oh, yes, sir.
How did your cattle make out during that drought?
Well, the cattle done better than the crops.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they'll eat weeds and when they got to. And they had something to eat all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the pasture was pretty short grass. In the corn crop, I hauled in 4 acres of field in a one-horse wagon bed and didn't have it full. And you know what kind of corn crop we got the year of the day. Well, it was a hard year on the farm.
It sure was, yeah. Did you hear any of the mountain people talk about it?
No, I never seen anything.
It must have been hard on them, too.
Yes, but I expect they got more stuff than we did to what they had out because it was right smart water around up there, and I guess the dew was helping them, so.
Yeah, right. When the chestnut blight came along, there were a lot of chestnuts all through here.
Yeah.
Had the people before that been bringing chestnuts down into Rileyville to go away by train? Do you know?
I imagine they had because there was lots of chestnuts back in the mountain there. Where I used to keep cattle, there used to be lots of big chestnut trees and gold.
Yeah.
I know my older brothers and some others go back there and stay overnight, you know,
mm-hmm.
and get chestnuts next morning before the hogs got to them.
Yeah, that's right. The hogs really did go in.
Oh, yes, sir. They just leave having this corn, I reckon.
Yeah. Did you ever see any big fires in the mountains?
Yes, I've seen them, but I never was too close to them.
Mm-hmm.
I've had quite a number of fires down here in the valley where it gets in the woods, but I never did fight far on the Blue Ridge. But I fought far one time over on the Massanutten.
Mm. Do you know if these fires were set deliberately?
No, I think a lot of them was, but there was a heap of them set by lightning. But there was a lot of them set deliberately, I mean, feel very sure.
Mm-hmm.
To burn the brush off so the huckleberry would burn.
Yeah, that's right. That was another good cash crop.
Yeah, that was a good, well, about the best.
Yeah.
At that time.
Sure, right.
And I expect, I don't know whether I'm exaggerating it or not, but in my time, from a boy up till I got to farming and didn't have time, I expect I picked this room for a little bit. Now that might be the exact smart, but boy, I'd pick some up.
Yeah. You didn't get much for them, or did you?
Well, at that time it was, you couldn't call it too bad, but now it would be practically nothing at all.
Yeah, right. Now you were a farmer, and did you sell your crop? Or did you use them for your own use?
I mostly fed the most of my crops to cattle and sold the cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to take the cattle to Baltimore before this stockyard came in for Baltimore.
Uh-huh. Then you knew Gil Grove? He used to take his there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I was young, I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
And he was...
Yeah.
Around buying cattle. Oh, I maybe have a queen or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I
mean. Mm-hmm.
I've sold my wrecking cattle before I went to take them to the auction myself.
Mm-hmm. The year of the drought, did you have to sell off all of your cattle?
No, I didn't have so many cattle that year, and I kept them.
You had enough food for them then?
Yes. Yeah.
That was a break.
Yes, sir.
It sure was. Yeah. The time of the Depression came along. Did you notice any difference in the mountain people in their lifestyle during the Depression?
Well, during the Depression, I think there was three or four times as much moonshine made as there was before.
Yeah.
And of course, they sold it, and then they had any way, they take it maybe to Baltimore, Washington, Richmond.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that fellow I've been telling you about, he didn't tell you his name. He taken it all over the country.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why you don't give his name. Everybody else tells me people's names.
Well,
yeah, my curiosity up. Was it Ikey Miller's father?
No. Speaking of that case, well, I can't, I've got no way to know absolutely. You wouldn't do that. Come in. He stole me.
Well, come in.
Well, hello, Annie.
How are you both?
Well, pretty good. Maybe you can tell me something that I don't think.
Now, the question I was wondering, with some of this moonshining going on, did the sheriff have to go up there very often, or don't you know?
I don't really know.
Uh-huh.
But I don't much think he did.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
For certain.
Yeah. Did you ever hear about any fights going on up there?
Oh, the fights. It's round over the country back then, days happened once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Without much education, how did the people adjust when they were moved out of the mountain? Do you know?
Well, I think they done extra good.
Uh-huh.
To not be educated and lived in the mountain all their life.
Can you give any specifics? You say they did good.
Now there was a family of Baileys that lived back in the mountain boat all the time, Bob Bailey. And when they come out, well, they seemed to just qualify.
Uh-huh. You know what they did as when they moved out, any type work they did?
Well, there was old people then when they moved out, maybe.
Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, did you ever see any goats up there?
No.
Didn't Sam Bailey have some goats?
He could have had, but I didn't see Sam Bailey's place most of the time. I went to see about my cattle back on the mountain. He lived, I reckon, about a mile from where I kept my cattle.
There was a mill somewhere near here, wasn't there?
Well, it was a couple.
A couple of mills?
Yeah. There was a mill over on the river, and there's a mill right up where you turn off Google Island in. Well, there was a mill right up the creek there, a piece. And there was a mill right over here in the next holler, up the holler.
Now, mountain people brought that their corn.
I suppose that was before my time back in the...
Oh, you never saw them bringing it down to the mill?
I've seen them bring it to this mill over here lots of times. I've taken corn to this mill over here. And then there's another mill right... Oh, it's not over a mile straight through on the river over here. They made flour.
Uh-huh.
And corn in the food.
When the people brought it in, did they carry it or bring it on a horse?
They brought it on a horse or a wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, a few of them. Many.
You said you used the mill. Did you pay him or did
no,
he?
No, I didn't use no mill.
Oh, I thought you said you did.
No.
Oh. Uh-huh. Okay. Can you think of anything that I have forgot?
No, I think you've covered it pretty well as far as... Well, up in the mountain then, they, they had robes. It wasn't pants. They had to have robes.
Oh, yes.
Tall.
Yeah, they had robes. Tall out.
Mm.
Sure, they had robes.
They had to have the robes to get around.
Character.
Mm-hmm.
Because they hauled bark.
Yes. And I guess then they haul the bark out to the railroad
You take those and you just load an awful lot of lumber and bark. But the timber is like going back in
there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like sold out.
Did they take any of the bark to the tannery in the Ray?
Yeah.
And again, they'd use the wagon for that.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a long haul by horse and wagon.
That day and time, that's the only way. Transportation
that.
Sure. Yeah. You see, although bark is heavy, and I had to get over it, spending time, taking 4 days to make the round trip.
Yeah, right. Well, I think that we have learned a lot about the mountain people from you. I just wish you had been a little bit younger so that you knew it would have, and I wish you had been a little more inquisitive about the people and not hurried in and out so fast.
Now you know, I don't think that I've ever been too often inquisitive about any people, because it's none of my their business. I always figured it was absolutely none of my business.
Yeah.
If it was, they'd tell me.
You never heard about any of these people doing any stealing?
Well, I don't know. You'd hear about somebody stealing something every once in a while, but I think that was mostly how you knew about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you went to visit this family, did you ever see a lock on their door?
I was just noticing, I was just, boy, like it. I didn't pay much, no attention, but I don't remember seeing any lock on their door. And I doubt very much if I had a lock on their door. But I can't say they didn't.
And they welcomed you as though?
Oh, yes, they treated me to a beast.
Mm-hmm. Do you suppose that if you had been a stranger, they would have treated you so decently?
Well, I believe they would if I'd made several trips and they'd kind of learned what I was like.
Yeah.
I believe they would. I don't know. They might have been a little distance from tripping, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe if you'd have been a time or two, it'd been just as friendly with them as it was me.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon most of them know me before I used to keep cattle back there, maybe back in the mountain, and I know a heap of them.
Mm-hmm. How did you find this place to keep your cattle?
Well, sir, I can tell you how come or where, what happened that I was back there the first time, but the other people kept cattle back there older than me, and I reckon I probably looked about it.
Yeah.
It's been a long time ago.
Yeah, it's hard to remember, isn't it?
Yeah. And then my memory ain't like it once was.
Well, then I put your cows were what? More down there or over in here?
Well, it was a little bit more down.
In the down. That's what I was thinking. Be more towards Bentonville.
Yeah.
If not.
Well, they was pretty close to Bentonville.
Bentonville?
On,
oh, is that mm-hmm. No. I just happened to think of that now. You cattle, we're talking about. So that was a good question.
Yeah.
I thought that maybe it's back here someplace.
No, it's
down where it's
And you say it's built up now.
Yeah, the park's got it built up to tell me.
That must be the Matthews Arms.
It's
campground.
I think it's the Matthews Arms comes up to where that where the park's built up now, and that's what I've been trying to think of the name of the place. Dyer Place.
This one.
Dyer Place.
Dyer.
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 D-A-R. Dyer.
Oh.
I've been trying to think of that ever since we've been talking. It just comes up. Now that's where we mostly turned our cattle loose. The Dyer Place. It was right smart fleur de lis and oh, nice brick about as wide as you can hear the wall there in that mountain party.
And the bears never came there?
Yeah, they hadn't been there for years and years, but it was named after that.
And it had been cleared because of the Staves Mill originally?
Yeah.
Okay, that gets sort of a graduation then. Yeah. So the Staves Mill cleared off all the trees. And then the bluegrass took over, and the cattle kept it cut down. You never had to have anybody clear the brush out?
Oh, no. We turned her down back then, and
they kept it.
Mm-hmm. And they done good, too. It's cool back on that mountain, and the best water in the state, I reckon.
Now, well, I thank you on behalf of